Three Ways Scripture Teaches Us We Can Increase Our Faith by Rebecca Barlow Jordan, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How do you increase your faith? I used to struggle with this as a young Christian, but in time I've learned at least three simple ways to help build and increase our reliance on God. 1. Read the Word. Reading or hearing God's Word is like planting a garden. If you want to grow or build a garden, you must first plant the seeds, or the actual plant or flower. God's Word is the seed that grows the faith. Knowing His promises, what God says about you, about life, and about Jesus' plan for eternal life won't transplant themselves into your brain by osmosis. Become familiar with the Bible and what faith is all about by meditating on its contents. This will give you the basis for growing or increasing your faith. 2. Heed the Word. James 1:22 through 24 in the New King James Version offers a second way to increase your faith. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. If we fail to heed what we're reading and ignore what God is telling us, then our faith grows stagnant. It took faith for us to become children of God in the first place. Therefore, in order to grow and increase our faith, we need to use that measure of faith God gives to everyone and build on it. 3. Test the Word. Now, there's a difference in testing God by contesting Him or seeing how far God's patience will go with your own self-will, and testing or proving God's Word is true. Malachi 3:9 through 11 offers one practical way God says we can prove Him faithful to His Word. This passage concerns tithing and being good stewards of the things He's given us. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. As you test or act on what God says and experience God's blessing, your faith grows. The process of testing the measure of faith you have may involve trials and difficulties. How can you increase your faith in those circumstances? Lean into James 1:2-3, which says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." My prayer for you, Lord Jesus, increase our faith as we learn to depend on you and trust you more and more. Help us to crave your word, to read it, to heed it, and to test it, so it can truly become part of our lives. We long to be doers and not just hearers. Lord, we desperately need more of you and less of ourselves. Thank you for your faithfulness in always keeping your word.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.